Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to Borders, stories about borders by the people who cross them. I'm Caitlin Pierce. In this episode, we get to go on a field trip. Usually, field trips are an escape from your regular life. But for Megan, this trip made her face some of the most difficult parts of her life. Megan's mom and dad divorced when she was little. As Megan grew up, her mom started spending a lot of time with this woman, Linda. And Megan started to wonder about their relationship.
I just kept asking, like, do you love her? And my mom would say, like, oh yeah, you know, she's my friend. Of course I love her. And I was like, no, but do you love her? And I'm not even entirely sure I knew what that meant. We were at a mall one time and I asked her and she finally just said yes. I was like,
Megan was in sixth grade. She didn't tell anyone in her class that her mom was gay, but she did trust a few friends.
Every once in a while, I'd find a friend and decide that I was going to tell them, and I'd get all worked up about it and, you know, get so stressed, and I'd tell them, and then 100% of the time, they're like, yeah, no, I know. It's pretty obvious. Your mom lives with a lady, and they both have super short hair, and they, like, you know, I don't know. The parents don't have roommates, so.
For the most part, though, Megan kept it a secret. She was in middle school, a time in your life when anyone will make fun of you for anything. It's just easier to keep certain things under wraps. Then came the day when this secret, like all secrets, made a bad situation worse. It was a day that Megan had been looking forward to, a class field trip to the county courthouse.
So we show up and we're all really excited because a boy named John Burns, his father worked at the courthouse, so we got to take a special tour that all the other sixth grade classes did not get to take. So as we were walking around, learning about the government, watching some arraignments happen, we walk through the hallways and I see my mom.
Megan's mom told her that their car had gotten stolen the night before. She hadn't told Megan about it that morning because she didn't want to worry her on the day of her field trip. She told Megan not to worry about it and to go on with her class.
So we just keep going on. We keep going on our tour. And then it comes time for our special tour of the holding cells, thanks to John Burns' father.
Megan walked with her class to the secure area with the holding cells. On Megan's left, there were a few guys. They were yelling at her class and making sexual gestures.
Then, yeah, I looked to my right, and it didn't even register at first. But, like, Linda and I locked eyes. And, I mean, she just immediately looked down, like she couldn't even look at me.
Linda was Megan's mom's partner. She lived with Megan and her mom in their house. Linda was barefoot, sitting in a holding cell, in full view of Megan's entire class. The night before, Linda had gotten a DUI and beat a cop with her shoes.
And I was just in shock. And I mean, as soon as I realized who it was, I started crying. But like, didn't know how to explain it to anyone. It was like two levels, like, why is she in jail? And what am I gonna tell everyone?
No one Megan was with knew that her mom had a partner, and she didn't want them to know.
I just pretend that the guys making the rude gestures had frightened me, and I was afraid of criminals.
But Megan wasn't calming down. She finally talked to her science teacher and told her everything that was going on. The teacher tracked down Megan's mom. She was still at the courthouse dealing with Linda's situation.
But because of the rules of field trips, I was not allowed to go home with my mom, so I had to ride the bus home, still in tears and traumatized, and my mom had to come to the school to pick me up. But it took her a long time, so I ended up eating lunch by myself in the cafeteria, weeping openly.
Megan finally got to go home with her mom, but Linda didn't come home for a long time. Megan's mom and Linda ended up separating. As time went by, Megan got more comfortable telling people that her mom was gay. Just a few years later, she didn't think of it as a secret anymore. Linda and Megan's mom were apart for a long time.
And they were broken up for about 10 years. My mom had a relationship with someone else, but I think I always kind of, like, they're very much in love. They have a lot of issues, but they're very much in love.
Linda and Megan's mom got back together about 3 years ago. They live together now in the house where Megan grew up. Thank you so much, Megan Kennedy, for sharing this story. Thank you, New York Public Radio Club, for your feedback on this story so long ago. As always, thank you, Andy Diaz, for our theme music. You can listen to more stories about borders at our website, bordersradio.org. And now you can even subscribe to us on iTunes. Search for Borders Radio and click subscribe. I'm Caitlin Pierce. Thank you for listening.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.